Proclamation number 3727 of 27th of March, 1946. Working miracles in the end time. And in my name you shall be able to work miracles. For the strength and power of my name shall be revealed at the end of days. This is no longer a compulsion of faith towards the faithless world. For people who have turned away from me try to explain everything to themselves naturally. My believers, however, do not lack knowledge and therefore know that nothing is impossible as soon as it is carried out with my strength and with submission to my will. The last days require great signs so that my working will come to light, so that the last ones, the weak in spirit, will still find me, will thereby be strengthened so that their decision will be made in the right direction. And my servants on earth will have extraordinary strength at their disposal and will be able to use it towards the weak and sick, towards those in need of spiritual and physical help who are not entirely without faith. For my adversary also works in a way that he expresses himself through false prophets, that he supplies people who are in bondage to him with strength to likewise accomplish things which seem supernatural in order to invalidate the true miracles I work through my spirit and thus turn the believers away from me. Yet my allocation of strength is of a different kind. It does not depend on the person's strength of will but on his strength of faith. It is rooted in profound faith in me and my support. And a person's love brings it to fruition, whereas of early strong will without faith in me allows itself to be influenced by my adversary and he then carries out what my adversary wants, which never has love as its cause and is never love awakening. Therefore, direct your attention to whether the miracles you see are works of love performed on suffering fellow human beings in need or whether they are works to increase earthly goods. Whether they are purely material works which do not express any love for fellow human beings. For if a miracle is intended for earthly splendor and advantage then it is not intended and caused by me. But if it liberates a person from physical or spiritual adversity then I myself am at work and work through my servants on earth, to whom I bestow strength in increased measure in order to reveal myself through them. And my servants will feel it when they are prompted by me to perform miracles. They will not perform something intellectually but suddenly be driven from within to speak and do deeds as soon as my strength flows through them through my will. Then they will not oppose me but want the same. Because I will announce this to them through my spirit and then they will speak and act as my organs, they will carry out my will, only visible to their fellow human beings through the person of the servant on earth, for the time of the end requires extraordinary activity so that I myself, my might and strength and love, will become manifest. So that the believers will be lifted up by it and the weak will still find their way to me in the last hour before the final end comes. Amen.